Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Tea time lecture.
We reach again into the mythological cycle of Irish legends. Unlike other mythologies that have their stories of how the world came into being, the Irish, quite differently, are the people who came from somewhere else. The four invasions of Erin established the chief tribe of the cycle, the Tuatha De Danann, the people of the goddess Danu. Their success in the Battle of Moytura, just east of the village of Cong, established Ireland as a goddess culture. This essentially feminine foundation remained until the arrival of Armagin and the sons of Mil. It was then that the goddess people lost the battle of Tel Tui, and they were banished underground. Some see this as a truly tragic day in Ireland's mythic history. The combination of invasion and exile stories in the mythological cycle established the Irish as the people from somewhere else who have gone somewhere else. The goddess Danu had a son named Dagda, and he was the most powerful leader of the Danans. These people were skilled in art, science, poetry, and magic, and were said to have come from four mythical cities, Phalias, Gorias, Finlias, and Murias. Dagda's name means the good god, not in the moral sense, but meaning good at everything. One of the main differences was that the Irish gods were not worshipped or sacrificed to, but instead they were characters of an oral poetic tradition. Dagda was a mystical supernatural being with magical powers, and his strength derived from his knowledge of the hidden, which in folklore was the highest kind of wisdom. The Dagda's harp. The Dagda had many wonderful possessions. His cauldron of plenty, which never ran empty and could feed as many men as sat down to it. His mighty club, one end of which could kill a man and the other end of which could restore him to life. But perhaps his greatest treasure was his harp of oak, Uethna. The harp held exquisite, commanding music. Simply by plucking its strings, the Dagda could create many wonders. He could put the seasons in order. When it was time to fight his enemies, the Dagda plucked the strings of that harp, and every warrior was instantly ready for battle, prepared to defend their people. Following battle, Uethna was played to heal wounds and to help the warriors forget any injuries or pain. He could make anyone who heard it laugh for joy or weep with sorrow. When the Formorians were preparing to fight the Tuatha De Danann in the second battle of Moytura, a few of their warriors heard of the Dagda's wonderful harp. He used to use it when the men were going into battle. His playing would make them forget all their fear and charge into the fight, thinking of nothing but honor and bloodlust. And at the end of the fighting, he would play for the warriors who survived as they came home, and his song would take all the weariness out of their hearts and let them forget their grief for their fallen comrades and think only of the glory they had won. One of the De Danann's sworn enemies were a tribe or a group known as the Formorians. They were the polar opposite of the fair tribe that were De Danann, and were dark-haired with dark features and carried swords of bronze. During the Second Battle of Moytura, Dagda's home was left unguarded. The Formorians seized their chance to steal Dagda's harp. They fled as far and as fast as they could, bringing with them their wives and children, and took refuge in the banquet hall of a deserted castle, where they hung the stolen harp on the wall and waited for news of the battle. They were hopeful that their side would win with the great and terrible Balor leading the Formorian forces, but nothing is ever certain in a war. Before long, the defeated remains of the Formorian army began to trickle down the road towards them, and they knew that their side had lost the battle. They consoled themselves with the fact that they had taken one of the Dagda's treasures and made sure that they were all between the harp and the door in case anyone came to retrieve it. When the Thuadidanan came home from the battle, celebrating their great victory, they called for the Dagda to play on his harp, and it was then that they found it was missing. Even after the fierce day's fighting, the Dagda stood up at once and cried, "Who will come with me to find my harp?" Ogma, the artificer, and Luke of the long arm stood up straight away and volunteered to get the Dagda's harp back from the Formorians. They set forth at once and travelled long and hard in search of the remains of the Formorian army. At last they came to the deserted castle where the Formorians had made their camp, and they could see there the Dagda's harp hanging on the wall. Ogma looked at the great mass of Formorian warriors sleeping before them, who greatly outnumbered the three of them, and wondered how they were going to get past them. But the Dagda stretched out his arms and called out to his harp. The Dagda had bound the music so that it would not sound until he would call to it. "Uethna," he beckoned. The harp immediately sprang from the wall and came to the Dagda and killed 9 men on its way. The Formorians woke at the sound and drew their weapons to advance on the 3 men of the Thuadidanan. And Luke whispered to the Dagda, "I think you'd better play your harp." The Dagda struck the strings with his hand and called out the music of mirth. In spite of themselves, the Formorians began to laugh. They laughed so hard that the weapons slipped out of their hands and their feet began to dance. But when the music stopped, they snatched up their weapons again and started to advance. Then Ogma said to the Dagda, "I think you'd better play your harp." And this time, when the Dagda struck the strings, he called forth the music of grief. All the Formorians began to weep. The children wailed, and the men hid their faces in the cloaks so that no one would see the floods of tears they were in. But when the music faded, they took up their weapons again. And then the Dagda struck the strings of his harp so softly that it seemed it would not make a sound. But he brought forth the music of sleep. And though they struggled to keep their eyes open, every last Formorian fell down into slumber. And Luug and Ogma and the Dagda left them sleeping there and stole away. And never again was the harp of the Dagda stolen.